Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world? Then change the channel, because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to what I believe is another session of sanity. Not so sure what you believe. I do care, but I'm not so sure what you believe. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. You're listening to the Joe Messina Show on the Genesis Communication Network. And I really do, you know what, tell your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones about the show. We got a lot going on. And no, I don't encourage somebody. Somebody got an email from yesterday. I apparently doesn't listen often. I do not regurgitate every word of everything that goes on all day long on other news sources, other commentators. I mean, we could beat up a Joey B 24/7, can't we? But it doesn't do any good. I mean, everybody's heard it. You've heard it 15 times. My point of view isn't going to be that much different than most decent conservative commentators, right? And you know, I'm not God, this stupid chair. I'm not complaining. I'm simply stating. So anyway, always a pleasure, and I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with me. Hey, if you want to help out the show, a couple of ways to do it. One is you head up to the website, hit the donate button, skip a cup of coffee at that expensive place, give me the money instead. That helps out tremendously. You know, you can just, flat out donate. You can buy some of the stupid things there. Come on. Coffee cups and such and what have you. And the book's still available, although it's still kind of apropos for the day. But man, I need to revise it. I need to do version two because Joey B just lends a whole new flavor to what's going on today. You know what I'm saying? The man, you look again at the January 6th commission. There's nothing there, and I mean absolutely nothing there that you could take seriously. And I'll try to belittle what happened that day. Because there were some jerks there. We know this, right? There were some non-MAGA people who tried to claim they were MAGA people. We know this. Now, the FBI wouldn't admit to it. I mean, you talk about the deep state using the DOJ to really come down on conservatives, MAGA people. People who love this country, who are loyal to this country. I mean... The DOJ is the epitome of this. You know, what's so funny is you guys ever see Men in Black? It's one of my wife's favorite movies. So every once in a while, we'll watch version one, version two. I don't even know. And I'll keep up with it. But Tommy Lee Jones got a line in that movie when he's talking to Will Smith about aliens. And he said, you know, all these people on the planet, they don't know any better. They go about their day. Things work. Things are happening. And they don't need to know about what's happening in the background.
That's how the deep state feels about us. We don't need to know. They'll tell us what we need when they want us to know. Things will happen. Situations will arise. And they're okay with it because it sends us all in a direction. And they're good with that. And that's how they maintain control. You think about what we do, how we run into our corners, the things that we do, out of fear, out of panic. They know that too. They've been studying it for decades. So yeah, I do. I don't believe in a deep state like it's, you know, some alien source. But I do believe, because I grew up around it. I grew up around the mafia influence on a day-to-day basis with politicians and businesses and so forth. So for you, as I jokingly say, pasty white people who did not grow up in areas where this went down, it happens. It happens on a regular basis. Yes, told you I have one of the smartest chat rooms in radio. I mean, all of a sudden, the Democrats have found this new kumbaya love moment for the police. Right? And has anybody noticed other than me? Maybe I'm the only one who caught this. Has anybody noticed other than me over the last 2 days of them talking about the January 6th commission? Has anybody brought up or adjourned in the memory of Ashley Babbitt? I mean, for all intents and purposes, if this was an insurrection, it was poorly staged. Nobody had any guns. Oh, well, Capitol Police did. But nobody went in there with the intent, except for the Antifa and BLM people hidden in the crowd, of ripping the place up and doing. We don't do that to our treasured buildings, to our treasured statues. We don't do that kind of thing. They do. And it's all being ignored. Every bit of it. So again, as I said, isn't it sad that Ashley Babbitt is nowhere to be found? None of these conversations. And you've got these policemen that are up there crying because they can't believe what took place. Right? And I'm still trying to figure out what took place. You let them in. This video of you letting them in on one side of the building. This video of you opening the doors up and letting them into the Capitol. So if it was off limits, shouldn't those police officers be brought up on charges too? Didn't they aid the bet in insurrection? Don't go curious. This is coming from a position of ignorance. Please, feel free to call and enlighten me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I'll be here in a few minutes. Don't go back. Welcome back. Come on back. Whatever.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it.
If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Truth. How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her.
We are back.
She kissed me.
Like always a pleasure to have you with me.
Ain't that a kick in the
855 Real Joe, 855-732-5568. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us, you know, on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being involved, being engaged, being part of the solution as a whole. No, Lorraine Boebert, she just took on Pelosi the other day. And I wish I'd see more do this. You know, the time for what we used to call decorum is gone. The time for us on the Congress floor, we need to be like the Taiwanese guys, start throwing chairs around, you know what I'm saying? But no, really, honestly, we really need to start bringing it back to them, putting it back in their faces, making sure that people hear what it is that these people are doing. And she drives the point home. She calls Pelosi out for what she did. Take a listen to this. I think it's cool.
Freshman from Silt, Colorado, Miss Boebert.
Well, I recognize the gentlelady from Colorado for 1 minute.
I recognize Sheila Jackson.
Thank you, Mr. Womack, and thank you, Madam Speaker. I rise today frustrated and dismayed because Congress continues to act as the Speaker's House rather than the people's House. Debate has been silenced, and bipartisan amendments have been rejected for political reasons. I myself submitted 80 amendments to this bill, and not a single one was made in order. This includes 3 amendments redirecting federal funds from bureaucrats to fight wildfires that are burning down the West. Forget voting on these common sense amendments. Democrats won't even allow debate on them. I also filed 3 amendments to reallocate resources to help combat drought in the West. All ignored, and all debate was refused. How about the amendments redirecting resources to improve veterans' mental health? Ignored. You know why the American people like Congress less than cockroaches, root canals, and Nickelback? Because of political garbage like this. Speaker Pelosi has silenced my constituents and the American people once again. And I yield back.
God bless her. She's got more guts than the majority of those people there. No joke. Dead serious. And it's ridiculous that, you know, remember Joey B was going to bring back, remember he was going to bring back decorum. We were all going to come together. He was going to unite the country. And again, as I've been saying for a decade, over a decade now, they use a different dictionary than we do. How is this uniting the country? When you won't listen, these are elected officials. She's an elected official from Colorado, and you won't take anything she says into consideration. So you're ignoring the people that voted for her. I think Pelosi has simply become a dictator in her own mind. I think Pelosi actually believes at times she's smarter and, well, she is smarter, but more powerful than Joey B. Right? Come on. And it's getting old. And they've got to find a way to get rid of her. And the only way they can get rid of her is if we step up and we do what we're supposed to do when it comes to voting. And don't give me that stuff. We'll just steal it again. Okay. So let's just throw our hands up and give up. Stop washing your hands because you're going to get dirty again. Stop paying your taxes because you're just going to have to pay them again. I mean, just can we knock it off? You fight harder. You need to get so mad, so frustrated, that the next time they bring in a truck like that, that one at 3 o'clock in the morning with all the ballots on it, the phony ballots, you need to surround that truck 6 layers thick so there have to be 7 SWAT teams to get to it. This is craziness. And this is why this is going on. We've allowed this to happen. Start fighting back like you really want it. Like you're, and they do to a degree. Your kids' lives depend on it. Depend on who's there. Who's in office. You know, these gun control freaks that are running all around the place, screaming about how, you know, we've got to do something about this. We've got to get the illegal guns off the streets. So what we'll do, I love this. So what we'll do is we'll just simply make it harder for people to buy guns legally. No, really, isn't that great? Isn't that perfect? So law-abiding citizens will have trouble with it, but I guess nobody else will. Just amazing. I know. I'm sitting here thinking to myself, you can't fix stupid. My dad used to say it. I never really understood it. I kind of thought he was joking. And now when I see what's going on here in our country today, in the White House, other places, you look at this and you say to yourself, my God, we've raised a group of idiots, number one, right? The young... A lot of young people think they know a whole bunch, but they don't. They don't know anything about anything to speak of. right? And then we got people who do think they know a lot, and they barely made it out of high school, like myself. And people start screaming that they know the Constitution better than anybody else, but they can't really, not only can't they quote from it, they don't know what it pertains to or why it even came into being. I always find that just totally frustrating. Oh, God bless America. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Jennifer Van Laar is going to join me the next hour from Red State. And we're going to discuss what went down at the Olympics with Simone, what was her name, Biles. Now, people get on her case because she quit because of the mental stress, her own mental health. I will not make fun of the fact that that she was having, whether it's a mental breakdown, mental stress, whatever terminology makes you happy, you use whatever you want. But I would have to say, this is not the first stressful time she's been under. And I'll bring this up with Jennifer. Not only is it the first stressful event she's been to, but to say, in essence, that the focus should have been on her. She came for her. She came to win for her. That's wrong, too. Right? She wants you. You're part of a bigger thing. The team wins. It's a group endeavor where the team wins. Right? Then you grow up. I mean, I think she's young enough. She grew up in that world where everybody got a trophy, right? And the bigger picture is you're doing it to honor your country. If you don't want to honor your country in this particular issue, then don't come. Don't show up. Don't be there. Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to the Joe Messina Show. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
Well, maybe I am.
If you're buying a diamond ring for your wife, it's not cool to be cheap. If you're buying airline tickets, oh, it's very cool to be cheap and called Trip Amigo, where you can fly anywhere in the world and save up to 75% on over 500 airlines and 300,000 hotels. Plus, rental cars and vacation packages. Visit family, friends, or go on a once-in-a-lifetime vacation. Go ahead. Be cheap. We have special fares where it's not allowed to publish. When you book your airline reservations with Trip Amigo, you'll spend your travel money when you get there, not by getting there. Call Trip Amigo now and mention the travel code Amigo and save even more. Call Trip Amigo now.
800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. That's 800-898-1427.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Senate voted to advance a bipartisan infrastructure package, opening debate on the bill, which allocates $550 billion into transportation projects, broadband expansion, and utilities. Wednesday's 67-32 vote comes following days of negotiations among a bipartisan group of senators eventually trimming the bill down from the $579 billion worth of spending in the framework agreed upon with the White House. And when employees for Google and Facebook return to the office, they'll have to be vaccinated against COVID. The company's the first of the major Silicon Valley firms to announce a vaccine policy for a return to in-person work. The announcement's coming as President Biden is expected to announce Thursday that all federal employees and contractors will have to be vaccinated or submit to regular COVID testing. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
But after dinner, don't put any of those old cheap moves on me.
No.
It's different.
I have all new cheap moves.
We are back. Hopefully you are too, Joe Messina, your host. You are listening to the Joe Messina Show. Listen, hit up on the website where you can, you know, watch live and listen live, take the poll. You can do a lot of stuff up there. If you head over to MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com, you're thinking about buying a pair of slippers or the, what is it, the pillowcases, sheets, all that. You get a lot of stuff there. It isn't just pillows. Head over there, check it out. You might find something you like. On the way out, use promo code Joe. You can save yourself a few bucks. You know, help me out too. All right? And promo code Joe on the way out at MyPillow.com. All right. There's just so much I want to get into. You know, I just saw, I don't know if you guys caught this earlier. And I've been saying this for a while. I mean, a lot of us have been saying this. This is common sense. They're now reporting that over 50,000 illegals released. Well, they didn't return to ICE, you know, for their court dates. See, they got so inundated, ICE gave them a slip of paper and said, here, return back on this date so we can write you up, get you a court date to see if you're going to be able to stay here. And they sat there and nodded their head, probably didn't understand what they were saying. They know, yeah, okay. Or they did and decided, yeah, right, okay, I'm coming back. No problem. Is that shocked anybody? The last time this massive thing happened under Obama, 92% of them didn't come back who had court dates. I wonder how many of those we found. This is the left's idea of law and order. This is the left's idea of being compassionate. All right, let's talk a little bit about CRT. And don't take these numbers as gospel truth for me. Go look them up on the CDC and the FBI. They're easy to find. So everybody's talking about CRT and what's going to do in our schools and not do, and it's bad, it's good, it's whatever, it's not what you say it is. I mean, everybody's talking about how it's not what you say it is. Well, I would beg to differ. And many of my black friends have talked about it. Matter of fact, I don't think I have one black friend that's for it. I guess I have more than one black friend, by the way. I don't have any Greek friends, though. Maybe because there's not a lot of them out here. I don't know. So you need to look into these numbers. You need to do your own homework, okay? It pits us really all against each other, not one or the other. Technically, if you really look at it, white against black against Hispanic against Asian against black. I mean, it's craziness. Because anybody with any kind of white complexion is a hater, period, end of discussion. But let's say I made you God for a day. What do you think? You can make all white people not racist anymore. Not that they ever were or are. Would that take care of the fact that 70% of black kids, they enter the world without a father who's married to his mom, their mom? And that's increased from the, well, what, mid-60s? Mid to late 60s. It's increased by 25%. Why? Because to get any kind of state aid, any kind, you couldn't have a dad at home. Right? Think about that. Would you still have over, you know, once we did that, as God, I did the wave of the hand, got everybody cleaned up, no more racism. Would you still have over a 50% dropout rate in many urban high schools? And of those 50%, right, many of those kids, they graduate, they can't read or write at grade level. So where's BLM and the NAACP when you need them? Where were they not fighting this? Why aren't they in the inner cities fighting for the black and Hispanic kids to get a better education? Where are they? 25% of young blacks will still have criminal records, wouldn't they? In the urban areas, they're still either in jail or on parole or on probation. This is not a racist comment. These are actual numbers. Do you know 25% of preventable, the preventable cause of death in whites is accidents or drowning? So 25% of all deaths of whites or young white men is due to an accident or drowning, as opposed to the black community, who are more likely to be killed by other blacks in the community. Even, believe it or not, more likely to be killed than from white cops or white people as a whole. And the rate of blacks being killed is 8 times higher than whites. How is that? Because it ain't white folk doing it. Think about this. Think about what's going on in Chicago alone. You have black elected officials, you have a black chief of police, and still you have blacks killing blacks at a horrendous rate. Where is the NAACP here? Where is BLM? Why aren't they fighting for the lives, truly for the lives of blacks? And it's not just in the killings. Why aren't they fighting for the lives of blacks in schools, in education, and other places like that? If you're telling me by wave of a wand, white people become non-racist overnight, all that goes away, I'm in. But it can't. Because it's not all caused by whites. You can't stick it on one group. Not even close. CRT and reparations won't help. They're not going to do anything to fix this. You have to start with education, teaching them the truth, and not made up stuff. Because they find out about it eventually, and then they don't believe anybody, and then it gets worse, and it is your fault on the left. You're the one pushing this stuff. And let's not forget His Holiness, Barack Obama, who fully believed that if fathers hung out at home, if there were more fathers, crime rates would drop tremendously. So since you don't believe me, maybe you'll believe him. I don't know.
2 months ago, America mourned 26 innocent first graders and their educators in Newtown. And there was something profound and uniquely heartbreaking and tragic, obviously, about a group of six-year-olds being killed. But last year, there were 443 murders with a firearm on the streets of this city.
And he's in Chicago. Okay? And he's talking about, and this goes back to his day. And it's done nothing but increase every year. And what do? You keep putting liberal Democrat, I'm not even going to say African Americans because I don't know, liberal black Democrats in positions of authority And I'll tell you what, even the black chief of police has come out several times and say, this is our elected officials' fault. This is the court system's fault. It's just amazing. But we're going to blame it on white cops and white supremacy. Right.
65 of those victims were 18 and under. So that's the equivalent of a new town every 4 months. No law or set of laws can prevent every senseless act of violence in this country. When a child opens fire on another child, there is a hole in that child's heart that government can't fill, only community and parents and teachers and clergy can fill that hole. There's no more important ingredient for success. Nothing that would be more important for us reducing violence than strong, stable families.
Oh no. This is the one they hate. BLM hates this one. Because they want to blow up the nuclear family. They said that over and over again. I've got a copy of their, you know, of their About Us from their webpage before they ran and changed it. They're not interested in the nuclear family. Not at all. They're not interested in having a father at home. Not at all. Not even a male gay couple. No, their whole push is to blow up the nuclear family with an emphasis on female transgenders. Okay? You work that out in your head. And here's Obama telling us, the one that they love, the one that was their God, was going to part, remember, was going to part the sea or the clouds or something, and peace was going to come upon the land? That worked out well. Think about it. And he's telling you, he's telling us, he's telling the general populace that with no dad at home, there's a problem.
Which means we should do more to promote marriage and encourage fatherhood.
So, wait, promote marriage and fatherhood? I think you're gone from the main groups. They're not going to like you anymore. All right, we'll pick up on that on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. A lot more I want to talk about. We'll be right back.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee. That's HTM.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay, whale, whale, whale! Oh, no, whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago.
We are back. Well, I'm back. How about you guys? Joe's here, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Welcome back to the Joe Messina Show. Look, at we were talking about some of the numbers, you know, because CRT is supposed to fix everything. And when you look at the numbers of what's actually going on in the different communities, I don't care, black communities, Hispanic, right? When you talk about it's all brought in because white folks are racist. Yeah, you can't get any more dishonest than that. Because, again, you go city by city by city. It isn't white folks killing black folks. Yeah, white folks do kill white folks. Matter of fact, white folks are shot and killed more by police than blacks are. Now, that's not an, oh, whoa, is me, look at the white folks. No, they... And I would say in most cases they deserve it. And they deserve it because when you pull a gun on a cop while you're trying to rape somebody or beat somebody or steal from somebody, what do you expect? If you expect a cop to wait for you to say, "Oh, I'm sorry, didn't mean to do that. I guess it got a little out of hand, didn't it? Let me put this away." No. No, you try to take something that isn't yours, you deserve what you get. It's really that simple. But Barack Obama, because I know I always get these emails afterward. You're not black, you know, you didn't grow up in a black community, you don't have a right to speak to the black issue, the numbers that you give out are wrong. No, why don't you write to Barack Obama and tell him he's wrong? He's the one that laid this out. Well, he's one of the many. But many black leaders across the country agree with these numbers. And just because a bunch of you white folks have decided you don't want to feel bad about the black community, you don't want them to feel bad about themselves, let's hide it, because that's what you do with everything. You cancel culture people think that by wiping it out, by getting rid of it, you saved us from ourselves. No, all you did was hide history. That's all you did. It's just amazing to me. You see, the whole thing for them is if you feel better, that makes it right. Well, it doesn't. Let's hear what Barack had to say on the rest of this. He's talking about, for some of you who have joined a little late, he's talking about not having a dad in the home and how dangerous that is, really, for the child. And that more, they need to encourage marriage more. They need to encourage father and mother homes more.
You know, don't get me wrong. As the son of a single mom, who gave everything she had to raise me with the help of my grandparents, you know, I turned out okay. But I think it's, you know, so we got single moms out here. They're heroic what they're doing. And we are so proud of them.
Isn't that funny how a guy like me talks about it? And I had a single mom for a while. A guy like me talks about stuff like that and you pound on me because I'm pounding on women. No, I'm not. But I'm not going to say each and every time I talk about single moms or kids growing up in a two-parent home, oh, but the moms are doing a great job. You know what? You moms that have been busted hump because dad died or walked out or did whatever, you know you're busted hump. You know you're doing the right thing. I know it's nice to hear it once in a while, but you know that you're sacrificing for all the right reasons. Myself or anybody else shouldn't have to tell you that. You should not need me or anybody like me, right, to verify that what you're doing is right. You know what you're doing is right. So, yeah, I feel the same way he does. You have single moms out there busting hump to do everything they can, sacrificing things they could have to make sure you kids, some of you little pieces of work, that are out there stomping on police cars. It's just always amazing to me. You know, one of the biggest email beatings I took, which I was very proud to take at the time, was when there were riots going on in Baltimore. And all of a sudden you saw this black bomb show up. And there's a kid in a mask, you know, in a bandana around his nose and mouth. And she starts wailing on him. This is her son. And she starts wailing at him, not because he's at the protest, but because he lied to her. When he called her from home, he said, you know, I'm staying here. I'm not going to go there. I'm not going to cause any trouble. I'm not going to get involved in that. And mom said, good. Mom worked three jobs to put that kid through school. Three jobs to make sure he had a nice place to live. She was busting hump for him. And he lied to her. She left her job. She told her boss that she had a family emergency that she had to take care of. And when she was doing interviews later on, she talked about how, look, if he wants to protest, then he has to do it the right way. He has to be willing to take the punishment for it, whether that be he gets a zero in school for the day or whatever the situation is. But she said, he lied to me. That was the biggest thing. He lied to me, number one. And he was acting like a coward. Don't cover your face. You want to be heard? Uncover your face. Speak to it. Let people know who you are and why you're doing what you're doing. I agree with her 100%. I would say the same thing to any child, any young person who wants to go out and do that. Because it's just not right. Any way you cut it, it's not right. He should have had the guts, just like his mama had. She had the guts to go down there and take care of her. She had the guts to have that child. She knew she was going to be a single mom. She had the guts to work the amount of jobs that she needed to work to make sure he had a nice home. She deserves to be Mother of the Year, not these boneheads out of Beverly Hills who all of a sudden, you know, they've got the money to give their kids everything. They've got three maids taking care of their kids. But the emails that I got was that I was proud and happy to see a black woman beating on a black man. Yeah, oh yeah, that's what it was all about too. Yeah, sure. Whatever. But seriously, look at the kids today, what you've raised, and what they're doing in the streets. I don't care if it's your niece or nephew, your grandson, granddaughter, you were part of that. Listen up. This is Obama talking about involved dads could curb violence, could turn it down. And he even talks about the crazy violence that was going on in Chicago. And he didn't blame it on white folks.
But at the same time, I wish I'd had a father who was around and involved. Loving, supportive parents. And by the way, that's all kinds of parents. That includes foster parents, and that includes grandparents and extended families. It includes gay or straight parents. Those parents supporting kids, that's the single most important thing. We should encourage marriage by removing the financial disincentives for couples who love one another, but may find it financially disadvantageous if they get married. We should reform our child support laws to get more men working and engaged with their children. And my administration will continue to work with the faith community and the private sector this year on a campaign to encourage strong parenting and fatherhood, because what makes you a man is not the ability to make a child, it's the courage to raise one.
All right, I know you guys are going to fall over. I'm 100% in agreement with him. You know, there's two distasteful things that I say that make some of you nuts. And right now, Tammy is cringing. Okay? Anybody can be a mother. I'm sorry. Rephrase that. In today's world, any woman can have a child. All right? I mean, all it takes is uterus and a male to get involved. Doesn't make you a mother just because you gave birth. And you know, if you search deep down inside, you know what I'm saying is true. Many of you know women that have given birth to a child but want nothing to do with it. That is not a mom. Okay, that's just a child carrier. And the same thing with dads. You're out there conquering these women. All right, at least that's why, you know, men like to talk at times. But you get out there, you have sex with these women, they get pregnant, and then you're nowhere to be found. That just makes you a coward. I'm with Obama on this one. You're not a man, but because of how many women you've slept with, you're a coward. You're afraid of commitment? You're afraid to have a relationship with somebody? That's just crazy. And it's crazy going somewhere to happen. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Really, otherwise you're part of the problem. And I mean that. Be back in a few minutes, people. Don't go far. Really, while we're at the break, head up to the website. Do I need to spell it out for you? You can do thejoemessinashow.com, thejoemessinashow.com. Head up to the website, sign up for the email blast. There's a whole bunch of stuff. You can hit the donate button, whatever it takes. But go up there, get involved. Be back in just a few minutes. Don't go far.